Many American cities are trying to keep their downtowns vibrant. In Cleveland, some of the grand old office buildings have been repurposed into hotels and apartment complexes. And now a Gilded Age structure that resembles the Pantheon in Rome has been turned into one of the nation's most unusual shopping experiences. Here's Mark Uricki from member station WCPN.
In 1908, the Cleveland Trust Bank opened in a new granite neoclassical building in the city's financial district. Inside is a round lobby surrounded by marble columns and a stained glass dome looming 85 feet above the main floor. Last year, architect John Williams was given the assignment of his career, turning that space into a grocery store. Yep, a grocery store.
It's incredibly exciting and incredibly terrifying to be responsible for this, one of the most important buildings in the region, and that has been closed to the public for over 25 years.
The grocery chain, Heinen's Fine Foods, operates 21 suburban stores in Cleveland and Chicago, but this is their first downtown store. Jeff Heinen admits it's a lot like pounding a square peg into a round hole.
The grocery business tends to think in terms of squares and rectangles, and not so much in terms of being round. And so trying to fit the shape of the building, it's been an interesting challenge.
Yeah, the architect would agree with that. The rotunda is inside a Pentagon-shaped room with no two walls the same length.
It's been a bloody nightmare.
It also has two ornate balconies and way too many entrances, but those obstacles were overcome, and last week it opened for business.
Mini cannoli, please.
Okay, what flavor? I have pistachio, cherry, regular, and chocolate.
Pistachio and pink, whatever.
Okay.
Shoppers can't help but look up and take photos of the stained glass dome and the 13 murals surrounding it. Fred Geis and his brother own the building and just renovated an adjacent office tower into a hotel apartment complex. Geis says it's important for downtown residents to have a place to buy groceries.
There's not a day I walk in this store, I don't rub my eyes because I can't believe I own the facility, right? And then I rub my eyes even more that we've got a real grocery store here.
For a grocery store, this building has plenty of stories to tell. It was designed by George Post 5 years after he designed the New York Stock Exchange. The man who painted the murals, Francis Davis Millet, not only had Mark Twain as his best man, but years later he went down with the Titanic. And people here are still trying to find out if that stained glass dome above the meat and cheese coolers was designed by none other than Louis Tiffany. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricki in Cleveland.